We'll start off with a little trivia question. Earlier this week, we did the imitation version, and this Shabbos, we're going to read about the real version. I'm talking about, don't say the Egel Hazav, what? Machzis HaShekel, very good. The one we did earlier this week before Purim is only a Zecher L'Machzis HaShekel, whereas we're going to read this week in Parshas Kisisa, Mitzvah 105 in the Sefer HaChinuch to give Machzis HaShekel. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't quote it, but Rashi in this week's Parsha points out there were actually two different half shekels given by all the people in the desert. The first, which is primarily described in this week's Parsha, is that a one-time thing for the Mishkan, each person gave half a shekel, which was used both to count the people to figure out how many were going to war, and also smelted down and created the adanim, the sockets, the foundation for the Mishkan. That was a one-time thing. In addition, there is a yearly mitzvah from the time of the Beis HaMikdash for every single Jewish man to give a machtes shekel, which was used to fund the Karbonos Tzibur, the Karbon Tamid, the Karbon Musaf, the Parah Aduma, the Sir La'azazel, Lechem Apanim. All the Karbonos that represent Am Yisrael need to be owned by all of Am Yisrael. And that's why everyone has to give a little something. In fact, the same little something. Everyone has to give half a shekel, and in that way everyone is represented by all the Karbonos Tzibur. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do us a favor to allow all of us to be represented and equally represented on all the Karbonos of the Tzibur, and that is why it is a command for every person to participate, regardless of how wealthy or how poor a person is. Everyone needs to give the same half shekel to be represented every single year on all the Karbonos for that year. In addition, the Alshech in this week's Parsha points out that for the other half shekel, for the one that they gave one time to participate in the Mishkan, aside from everyone giving what they could afford for the curtains and the gold and all that, but it's important that every single year realize that they had the same chashivas, they had the same partnership in creating a Mishkan for Hashem. In fact, the half shekel, the Alshech explains, is to show us we're all incomplete. We cannot complete the entire Torah ourselves. No one person can perform all Taryag mitzvos. There are some that are only for men, and some only for women, and some for a king, and some for a kohen, and some for a nazir. A person can't be all those things. And that's why we have to join together. The half shekel indicates that we all have a shtatfus in creating a Mishkan for Hashem. And in fact, the Adarim represent that it's the foundation. The foundation for Avodas Hashem has to be the people coming together. Now the half shekel given that was used to count the people and made into the Adanim for the Mishkan, Pasuk says definitely those were only for those who were male and 20 years of age. What about the yearly shekel? The one the people gave to participate in the Karbonos Tzibur, was that also only limited to those 20 years and up? The Rambam and the Ramban think that no. The reason why the count in the desert required a coin only from those 20 years or older is because that's the age for war. But as far as for hundreds and hundreds of years, when all adult Jewish men had to participate in having their name on the Karbonos Tzibur, anyone over the age of 13, the Rambam says, had to give that yearly half shekel. But the Sefer HaChinuch disagrees with the Rambam, which is strange. But the Sefer HaChinuch says that no, this mitzvah also, not only the one to count the people, but even the one that funded the Karbon Tamid and the Karbon Musaf, that was also only collected from those who are 20 years or older. Now that raises a couple of interesting questions, because, okay, this doesn't sound so lemaisa. We're talking about what happened with Zman Beis HaMikdash. One of the questions that's raised is that are women obligated to daven Musaf? Why would you say not? Well, the Tefillah of Musaf represents the Zecher to what they had with the Karbon Musaf. And if women weren't included in giving money to be part of the Karbon Musaf, maybe women aren't obligated to daven Musaf. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch quote such an idea from earlier sources. Maybe women aren't obligated in Musaf. Something to think about. A woman comes to Shul, she comes during laning, she doesn't daven Shacharis in this particular situation, and then she davens Musaf. Women are obligated in Shacharis, they might not be obligated in Musaf. Some poskim may suggest better for her to daven Shacharis when the tzibur is davening Musaf. She's really obligated in Shacharis. She may not be obligated in Musaf. We're not passing right now, but something to think about. Maybe women aren't obligated in Musaf. The Torah Tamim on this week's Parsha asks, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, that for all Shkalim, even the Shkalim representing the Karbon Musaf, was only from those 20 or older, does that mean a person who's under the age of 20, a boy, isn't chayiv in Karbon in davening Musaf? Maybe a boy who's 19 isn't really chayiv in davening Musaf. Don't tell this to the team minyan. They're going to not want to daven Musaf. But can you have a shliach tzibur who's 18? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, maybe he's not really chayiv, because he wouldn't have given the shekel according to the Sefer HaChinuch for the Karbon Musaf. Maybe he's not obligated to daven Musaf. The Torah Tamiva says, nah, it doesn't make any sense, because nowadays we're not really being yotze with the shliach tzibur. It's just a zecher that we do. But he raises the question. Maybe if a person really is being yotze Musaf with someone else, maybe it would not be okay to have the person be under the age of 20. The Magen Avraham asks, we have talked about earlier, the Zechar we did at the beginning of the week, relating to Purim, the minhag is to give a machtas shekel on behalf of women and behalf of children. But that wasn't the OG, that wasn't the original machtas shekel. Why is our Zechar, the machtas shekel, covering people who weren't included in the original shekel? I don't know, kind of think about that. The Torah Tmima suggests that no, that the shekel we give earlier in the week was not really a full Zecher to the Karma Machzah Shekel. Maybe it's related to Haman and related to the threat. Chazal say that the Shkalim that we give, we read about Shkalim to counteract his Shkalim to threaten us. And he was threatening all of us, men, women, and children. So maybe that Zecher that we give around Purim time is to counteract Haman's plan. It has to include everybody. I'll just end off with a final trivia point to think about. The Pasuk makes a very clear emphasis, regardless of how rich someone is or how poor someone is, they cannot give more than the half a shekel. The question is, why would I have thought that you could? In the days of the Midbar, they used this shekel to count the people. If everyone could have given whatever they wanted, how are they supposed to count the people? This person gives half a shekel. This person gives two half shekels. He gives 17 shekelim. That messes up the count, no? How are we supposed to be able to count the people if they can give whatever they want? Of course they have to give the same coin. Of course they only can give one, and they can't give less, and they can't give more. Why would I have thought a person can give more or less if they use it to count the people? Oh, so very nice. So one suggestion is maybe they could have given any one coin. That way we can just count the coins. You give a 5, you give a 10, you give a 20, you give a 100. Good.
Or you could give a half shekel and then you give a discretionary amount on the side.
Ah, person to give the half shekel, everyone has to give that, and then a person could think they can give more. Can a person give more separately?
You did.
But that wasn't part of this mitzvah. Torah is saying don't give more in this donation. Why would I have thought that you could? So that's one answer. But think about it. There's actually other answers out there, trivia to leave you with, to think about how could a person even have given more or less? Wouldn't that have messed up the count? Trivia to think about over Shabbos.